One of the practical questions that comes up with regard to Tachanun is whether to do Nefilas Apayim when there is no Sefer Torah present. The Ramah writes in Kuf Lamed Aleph Siv Beis that we only do Nefilas Apayim, we go down in our arms in the presence of a Sefer Torah. But when there's no Sefer Torah, we say Tachanun without Nefilas Apayim. Where does this idea come from? So the Beis Yosef quotes that it comes from the Rokeach. The Sefer Rokeach writes that Nefilas Apayim is limited to a situation where there is a Sefer Torah present. And there's a remnant of this idea from Sefer Yoshua after the unfortunate battle against Ha'ai. It says, Vayipol al panov lefnei Aron Hashem, that Yoshua fell down on his face in front of the Aron Hashem. So that's an indication that we fall on our face, davka, in front of the Aron, where there is a Sefer Torah. The Beis Yosef already writes, Im kabola nikabel, if this is a mesorah of some sort, fine. Vilmadin Yeshuva. If this is a logical argument, then there certainly is what to respond to this proof. He doesn't say what his objections are, but it is interesting to note that the Mechaber does not cite this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. So that leads some Achronim to conclude that the Beis Yosef did not really accept this halacha of the Rokeach, but the Ramah did, and he puts it into the Shulchan Aruch. Why would the Beis Yosef not accept this idea of the Rokeach? Well, it doesn't seem like such a directly relevant source. It's not, the pasuk is not talking about Tachanun per se, and doesn't necessarily mean that one can only be nofel al panav lifnei Hashem. The Aruch HaShulchan writes further. He says Yoshua is not the source of Tachanun at all. The Torah quotes that we do Tachanun and Nefilas Apayim based on the model of Moshe Rabbeinu. With regard to Moshe, it says that Vayishev Bahar, that he sat on the mountain, and I stood on the mountain, and it says, and I fell down in front of Hashem. So we adopt all of those models for our tefillahs. We sit and we stand, we go down, we fall on our face through Nefilas Apayim, Etachanun. So Moshe is the source of the union of Nefilas Apayim, not Yoshua. And therefore, the pasuk regarding Yoshua is not a convincing proof that one only does Nefilas Apayim in the presence of his Sefer Torah. Nonetheless, many poskim do accept what the Ramah writes. The Taz raises questions but says, okay, well, the Ramah said it, so we'll do it. The Mishnah Berurah seems to accept it, and most of the Achronim seem to accept it. There are some of the Sfardi poskim who were a little bit less quick to do so. The Birka Yosef, for example, writes that we are noeg, he says, to do Nefilas Apayim no matter what, and al pi Kabbalah, it doesn't make a difference. I saw in the Kaf HaChaim, he cites that there are different Minhagim in different Sephardi communities. Some do Nefilas Apayim without a Sefer Torah, and some don't. Interestingly enough, in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, it cites that the Rav Soloveitchik used to always do Nefilas Apayim, regardless of whether or not there was a Sefer Torah. And he based this on the Rambam, that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah and Perkei that there are 8 things one needs to do in Tefillah, one of which is Hishtach HaVaya. And the version of Hishtach HaVayah that we do, it's not full-fledged Hishtach HaVayah outside the Beis HaMikdash, but we do Nefilas Apayim and Tachanun. And therefore, he felt that Tachanun and Nefilas Apayim are obligatory. It's not something optional, it's not a cute thing. It's really obligatory, it's a chiyuv, and therefore, one would need to do so. A remez and a pasuk in Yeshua would not be enough to outweigh the opinion of the Rambam that this is an obligation, and the Rambam doesn't limit it to a situation where there's a Sefer Torah, and therefore one would do it under all circumstances. So he felt that one would always do Nefilas Apayim even without a Sefer Torah, whereas many other poskim accept what the Rambam writes based on the Rokeach that one only does Nefilas Apayim in the presence of a Sefer Torah. What is defined as the presence of a Sefer Torah? If we're going to accept the Rambam, for those who do accept the Ramah's psak, so what is the definition of a place with a Sefer Torah? So, the Mishnah Berurah already quotes that there is a machlokas poskim. What about other svarim? Is it just a Sefer Torah, or maybe other Sifrei Kodesh would be enough as well? The Sefer Isha Yisrael quotes, I think from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that in a shul where they regularly daven, and they have Sifrei Torah in the shul, but they remove them from the actual sanctuary in order to put them in a more secure place, and they just bring them for laning days. So he says that also does count as a place where there's a Sefer Torah, and one would do Nefilas Apayim there even according to the Ramah. Fascinatingly enough, there is brought down many Sfarim that there is a minig in Yerushalayim to always do Nefilas Apayim, that We do know Tefillas Apayim in front of the Aron in the Sefer Torah because that's the presence of Hashem, but Yerushalayim is always Lifnei Hashem. And therefore we always do know Tefillas Apayim in Yerushalayim regardless of whether there's a Sefer Torah or not. In the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, quotes from Shlomo Zalman that that's only in Halachic Yerushalayim. That's in parts of Yerushalayim that have real Kedushas Yerushalayim, the old Yerushalayim. Most of what we call Yerushalayim is not like that, and he felt that one would not always do Nefilas Apayim, but he was willing to say that in everything that we call Yerushalayim, in the presence of other Sifrei Kodesh, one could do Nefilas Apayim, even according to the Ramah.